With Montana Morning News, I'm Eric Whitney. Legislative analysts are telling lawmakers that Montana had about $455 million in reserves at the end of the 2015 fiscal year. The state's rainy day fund totaled about $90 million more on August 31st than originally projected due to unexpected revenue, unspent emergency funds, and lower than usual costs. Revenue from income taxes was about $33 million higher than expected. Fiscal analyst Stephanie Morrison says it appears the unforeseen increase in individual income taxes is due to stock income growth in an improving economy and not higher than expected wages. About $13 million in planned emergency funding was not needed, and corporate taxes came in more than $18 million higher than anticipated. A new pilot course designed to address the shortage in computer programmers in Montana opens Monday. Edward O'Brien has more.
Paul Glayton with the University of Montana's Blackstone Launchpad says his entrepreneurial incubator is teaming up with Bozeman tech firm Wisetail to create the Montana Code School. He calls it a boot camp style program.
It takes people that have little or no coding experience and takes them through a 12-week intensive program that at the end of which they should be ready for an entry-level job as a programmer in a tech business or in a business that needs programming talent.
Glayton says Montana companies are hungry for new talent.
We've had tremendous support as we started to get the Montana Code School off the ground from businesses and tech businesses across the state saying, if you're developing programming talent, we want to work with you because we're interested in recruiting those people into our businesses.
Glayton hopes similar programs will be offered next year. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's insurance commissioner says there will be double-digit rate hikes for health insurance purchased through the online exchange created by President Barack Obama's health law. Commissioner Monica Lindeen's office says the average rate increase for all plans next year will range between 22 and 34%. For the popular Silver plan, the increase will range from $80 to $88 a month for a 40-year-old person. Lindeen said yesterday the rates will affect about 41,000 people. They don't include people who receive federal tax credits or those who have insurance through their employers. The increases are in line with what the three insurers who offer policies through the online marketplace were requesting. Those companies said in June that the claims they paid out last year were higher than the premiums they took in. Montana lawmakers will explore whether to purchase the privately run Crossroads Correctional Center when the state's 20-year contract with Corrections Corporation of America is up in 2019. The Legislative Finance Committee took up the issue yesterday. Montana has the option to either purchase the Shelby Prison or renew the contract for another 5 years. The prison houses about 550 state inmates. A 26-year-old Great Falls man has pleaded not guilty to deliberate homicide for a fatal shooting that sparked a three-day manhunt north of Helena. Brendan Miesmer's trial is scheduled for February 22nd. Miesmer is charged with shooting 26-year-old Cody Bruyere. The president of the Montana State University student government has resigned after being censured for a DUI arrest in August. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports agriculture student Gwen Semenyuk's resignation is effective October 1st. Vice President Livy Berkey will succeed Semenyuk and appoint a new vice president who must be confirmed by the Student Senate. Idaho water officials say they want to expand cloud seeding efforts by taking an aerial approach to coax more snow from winter storms. The Idaho Water Resource Board has approved spending $200,000 for a one-year aerial cloud seeding project. Officials want to use an aircraft to disperse cloud seeding chemicals in the Upper Snake River Basin in eastern Idaho. Missoula's city council is considering requiring background checks on gun buyers before all sales, including those between private parties. The Missoulian reports that a council committee on Wednesday approved an ordinance that will require criminal background checks for all gun sales and transfers within city limits. State lawmakers and educators are reviewing the state funding formula for education a decade after a lawsuit forced Montana to create the system. Lee Newspapers reports the School Funding Interim Commission set priorities Wednesday during the group's first meeting in Helena. The commission plans to conduct research and make recommendations to legislators in 2017. Members say they'll test their funding formula's efficacy in small, isolated communities. The group will also look at aspects of a 2005 legal settlement that advocates say were never met, including recruiting and keeping teachers, creating a school's facilities funding system, and giving more support to special education programs. Missoula Democratic Senator Tom Facey, who chairs the commission, says creating a system to fund facilities upgrades and construction may pose the greatest challenge. A former fighter fire with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes has been given a 20-year suspended sentence with the Department of Corrections after pleading guilty to setting several fires on the Flathead Indian Reservation in 2013 and 2014. KERRAM reports that Philip Cody Haynes' sentencing yesterday included a requirement that he pay about $100,000 in restitution. Haynes pleaded guilty to felony arson in July. Court records say a fire near Arlee in July 2013 burned over 2 square miles and forced the evacuation of 21 homes in several campgrounds. More than 300 firefighters battled that blaze. Stay tuned for more Montana news coming up in about 20 minutes. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.